This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 27. Living God's Way Today. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 119, verse 112. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Very few drivers come to a complete stop at the stop sign by our house. Maybe they think the sign is only a suggestion. Are God's laws merely suggestions? The psalmist treats God's laws with the utmost seriousness. He declares, "My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end." Jesus taught his listeners how serious God's law is. He explained that he did not come to abolish the law or any of God's commands. He came to fulfill them. And he said, not even the smallest letter or the least stroke of a pen would be eliminated from the law. Moreover, Jesus says there will be great rewards for keeping God's laws and great penalties for not keeping them. The problem, though, is that none of us can keep God's law perfectly because, at heart, we're all in rebellion against God and his word. What can we do? We need the grace that only Jesus can provide through his death and resurrection. Once God has forgiven and redeemed us, we see his laws and words differently. The Spirit of God helps us to see them not as a source of condemnation, but as a call to love both God and our neighbors. And by the Spirit's power, we understand they aren't a mere suggestion, and we follow them as a guide for thankful, obedient living. Are we following God's way in the strength of the Spirit today? Pray with me. Give us understanding, Lord, so that in gratitude we may live for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.